Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight around the world, live on WWRB 3.185, and we are most certainly glad to have you in here aboard with us tonight, because today is Yahweh's day. It's a day that He's prepared. And you know what it's prepared for? It is prepared for the slaughter of the wicked, the coming of the prince who has nothing in the Messiah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a time of trouble such as never was. I'm going to read this to you. It's in, if you will, it's in the book of Daniel, and we've mentioned it several times on this series. I'd just like to read it to you because I think it's very appropriate right here at this moment to read to you. At that time shall Michael stand up for the great, or Michael shall stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in a book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. But those that shall be wise, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, shall shine as the brightness of the firmaments, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and forever. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal up the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the signs of the last days is encoded in these numeric principles of the Bible? We know that the number, we're going to read it to you here. Let me just go ahead and read that for you. This is in Revelations 12 and 12. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, and he is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. Now, that looks like a panic mode, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been telling you that this great prince, this great disruptor, is setting the stage with the New World Order. They're working in unison. The Bible says that Satan, or the false prophet and the beast power, and of course that's the conglomerations of the nations, the elite, the reptilians that we've been talking about, they will begin to gather together a new world order. And once this new world order is established, the devil will come in, because he's engineering this, and nobody has ever seen Satan, but we know that he's real. We know that from the Bible. We know he's an angel. We know that he's fallen. We know he's a bright, shining light. We know he's very deceptive. And so then, here in Daniel 12, it's telling us that there's going to be a time of trouble. Now, when the devil comes in, he's going to come in peacefully, and he's going to set in the temple of God, the one that's been built right now, in the area of what we call Jerusalem. And that's being readied right now, feverishly, ladies and gentlemen. There's a feverish pitch to get this thing ready, because it just seems to me that the world is ripe, the earth, it's ripe. It's ripe for the picking. You see, Satan and his angels were driven off the earth in Genesis chapter 6. They were banished, and there was a war that proceeded, and a war that is still going on actually today. But the heavens have been cleansed of Satan, and therefore the heavens are rejoicing, because Satan is no longer wreaking havoc throughout the dimensional frequencies of heaven. However, his final resting place, if you will, the last stronghold, the last stand, Satan and his angels will be driven openly. Now, I'm not talking about a dimensional angel, a figment of your imagination, or a little wispy spirit, because that ain't what Satan is. Satan is a real being. He is not a spirit. Only Yahweh is a spirit. He's the eternal spirit. Now, there are spirits of the devils that are working in these minds, these corrupt minds of the fallen ones, and they're all in collaboration. And Satan rules over them with a rod of iron, and they fear him. He is a mighty angel. It took Gabriel and Michael both in the book of Daniel to withstand Satan as he withstood Daniel for 21 days while Daniel was praying, fasting, and trying to get a prayer through to heaven. Satan blocked it for 21 days against two of the most strongest mighty angels throughout the universe. And gives you some indication that the power this being's got. He's got enough power to deceive the very elect if it will sponsor them. Now, the book of Revelation is revealing now that the Antichrist... Now, what is Antichrist? We use that word, or anti-Messiah. He's going to come in like the Messiah, like the Anointed One. He's going to come in with great power. He's going to come in with wonders and signs and miracles. And so much that he would deceive the very elect, as I said a while ago. Now, that's powerful. He would deceive who? The very elect. But Michael, the prince that stands up for the people, it says that many of those shall fall to try them. Now, why would many of the righteous fall? Because of the deceptional power of Satan. He is a master at deception. Now, when I say master at deception, I'm talking about from the very beginning, he was very cunning and crafty. And so then, we're going to come into an age, and you see it formulating right now, ladies and gentlemen. America's going socialist. Great Britain is already socialist. France is socialist. Canada is socialist. Socialist medicine. In other words, let the government take care of you. Don't work and believe in your creator. Believe in the government. They've destroyed the infrastructure of our home. Then they attacked the religious foundation of our nation. They began to strip away our rights. By promised liberty, we become servants of our corruption, and we are enslaved. We're being enslaved more than electronic surveillance. Cameras everywhere. Now they're putting them up on the red lights. If you even go through a red light on caution, they'll flash you and send you a ticket in the mail. They don't even have to have an officer there to sitting in the bushes like Smokey and the Bandit deal. That's far gone. This is an electronic entrapment age where they can look into your heart, your mind, and actually your soul. They can tell what you're thinking, or they can put your thinking in there for you. And so this is a master race. We are... And behind the scenes, engineered behind the scenes, is Satan and his angels. They are feverishly, knowing that they've got a short time to work, they're going to bring it about that no man would be able to buy or sell anything unless he's in their system. Now, we're having advances in digital technology. It's been placed all over the world today on the verge of, we're on the verge, and I think we're already there, of an identification system capable of monitoring virtually every human transaction. Now, let me repeat that. We are at the point with these master computers, once they get you into the system, and that's why they're taking census, and that's why they're demanding you to be monitored, and that's why that they put televisions in your home. These are monitoring tracking systems to count the people. They have an electronic eye. They can look right into your home, and they can eavesdrop it anytime they want to. The cameras along the interstate systems can monitor the traffic and your license plate numbers and see who's going where and what they're doing. Anytime you use a piece of plastic for your credit card purchases, they know where you're at, what time it is. Every time you go to a business and make a transaction, they've got to know your life history more and more inclusive, invasive, if you will, to your very liberties and freedoms. Now listen to this now. Satan will force everyone. Now you listen to this. When he gets in here. Now all this is being orchestrated right now without Satan appearing. Satan, before he gets to make his appearance, he's got to have the people eaten out of his hands. And the governments are working in collaboration, as I say, with this a false system, this beast system, is going to be in force. Now, notice this. This is Revelation chapter 16, or chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. Satan will force everyone. Now, listen to this now. He will force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark of his right hand or in his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now again, that number is 666. We're going to get into this in the numeric principles of it. Now, if you really know how the mark will be imprinted in its enslavement, it's very important that you look into these things and you begin to draw back and you begin to seek a way to escape this rapid evolving modern technology age. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. They can take a spy of a photograph from up in space and you just walk in out your street. And they can look at your watch on your arm, even in the dark, and tell you what time it is. You can't hide in the woods. They got infrared sensors on their on the copters and the satellites. And ladies and gentlemen, it is now so invasive on your privacy that you ain't got none anymore. Even in behind the walls of your home, they can really read or listen to you from anywhere that they desire to target you, and they can actually tell you what you had for breakfast and what you were talking about at breakfast. All these things are invasive, and they are now tightening the noose with the Antichrist system, which the Bible would predict that it will be a time of trouble. Now, a time of trouble for who? Daniel says it's a time of trouble for the house of Israel. Now, who's the house of Israel? Well, that's those who are numbered in the foundation of the world scheme. And the Bible says that Satan will cause all to receive this mark in their forehead. That's the knowledge system. In other words, if you learn the ways of the devil, if you begin to cooperate and go over to him and listen to his false life. You know, if you listen to the church world today, you know, our country's right now being turned into a socialist communist state, which 50 years ago, the people would be massing in the street and rioting and marching on Washington, D.C. But now, the churches have sprung the final trap that Satan wanted to destroy the home first, the church, and then the country. And that's Satan's job. He's to kill, to steal, and destroy. Now, look at the apathy that is present in our churches today. You know what they're talking about? Don't worry about it, folks. We don't care how bad it gets. Don't be affirmative in your actions. Just sit back and relax. After all, you're going to be raptured out, aren't you? And ladies and gentlemen, this doctrine is prevailing over the land. Our religious leaders are trying to tell us to be nonconforming. Just don't worry about it. Stick your head in the sand as the proverbial ostrich, and don't worry about it. Because hey, man, we're going to catch a flight out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the modern age of induction of enslavement, enslaving the minds to get you. And they, I believe, now I think I can stand on solid ground in saying this. They are now engineering genetic modified food to make your women, men, and your men, women. And isn't that what they were doing in the days of Noah? Isn't that what they were doing in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. We have been in enslavement before, and of course, now we have the leaders, particularly in America, because America is the leaders of the world. And they've been talking about a new world order ever since that they were brave enough, or brazen enough, if you will, to come right out in public and tell our people what's coming. And still we sit in the church and say, don't worry about it. You know, I'm not going to take no mark. I'm going to be out of here. I'm not going to have to worry about this thing. Let somebody else worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, see, that's what they want. They want you to lull and to go to sleep so that they can bring about the condition of your mind to where once the trap is sprung, you can't escape. And let's start, if you want to understand some of the things that are going on. Well, let's say September the 11th. That's on a Tuesday, right? Tuesday, September the 11th. In 201, in the wake of those events, we've had a huge increase of the monitoring. The tracking of people has become commonplace. The Antichrist world government is not only believable now at this point, but may have actually already arrived. And the American and British governments have essentially eliminated personal privacy and is now collecting data and tracking its citizens in nearly everything that we do. What they can accomplish through willful compliance or legislation, which is what they're doing right now, they do so illegally, as President Bush demonstrated during his time in office. They have no respect for the law. And yet, you know, we're going to investigate these crooks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a sham. It's like taking the fox that's in the hen house and electing the one side of the fox population to actually investigate the other with feathers dripping out of their mouth. Both sides, this Democrat system and Republican system is in lockstep, marching toward the New World Order. We've got barcodes. You go to a grocery store, every package that crosses the supermarket, the drugstores, the retail counters, the barcodes, and other related technologies stand poised to move into many facets of your life. And you can't function without it. And when the computers go down, you can't even buy nothing. Isn't this part of the ideal? And yet the most important aspect of this, of buying and selling, is the buying of false doctrine and the selling of a lie. And Satan is the master deceptor of the lie. He invented the lie. He was the first one to ever lie on this earth, and he ain't quit lying since. And now he's moving into the mouth of the false prophets in the churches and teaching people, oh, you don't have to worry now. Don't worry about this. Don't expect any problems here. Just don't worry about it. Yahweh's going to, he's going to rapture you out of here. You're going to ride the ship of Mount Zion. Holy Jesus. Praise Jesus. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, what went with the determination and the revolutionary spirit that built this country? By men that took their guns and their pitchforks and their swords, and they carved this country out one mountain at a time into the most beautiful of all lands of paradise. And it's been slowly, here in the last 20 years, it's amazing how, especially in the last 2 years, it is almost unbelievable that this nation has gone to a socialist state, which will be the destruction of America, and that's what's planned. To break the bone and the will of the people. To indoctrinate them, your children, to give them vaccinations, to fill this country with sissies, our young boys, instead of being masculine, with a gun in their right hand and their axe or sword in the other, to carve out this country and to keep it strong. We have piecemealed our infrastructure slowly, tore it down, and sent it to foreign nations. Our own enemies that we wouldn't even speak to 50 years ago are now our principal sellers of our products. Just go to Walmart, the largest corporation and distributor of goods on the planet. Note where they come from. It is our enemies of 50 years ago. Nothing may change, ladies and gentlemen. The red star that is arising, the Edomite star, if you will, their technology now has been successfully tested to allow an identification device of any type that they choose, including a tiny microchip, to be implanted under the skin of the hand. They want to know where you're at and what you're doing. The revolutionary spirit, the Second Amendment rights, are piecemeal being destroyed. Now, our own president is encouraging a race separation of black and white. He's actually encouraging it by getting on national television and criticizing a white man for arresting a black man that they got a call was trying to break into a house. It turned out that this black man was an educated liberal Harvard professor. Uh-oh. Don't mess with Obama's crowd, ladies and gentlemen. You could get in serious trouble. And here comes Obama to the aid of the black man, criticizes and calls the police inept and stupid. Oh yeah, now he's trying to make amends after the uproar. And the police department, which has investigated the incident thoroughly, clears the arresting police officer, which happens to be white, with the president trying to stir up this racial hatred and divide. See, since he's come in, we've got nothing but a liberal divide in this nation. This nation's been destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. It's plain and simple. And yet our people, I mean, if our fathers could wake up and see what our generation is letting go on, they would gasp in disbelief. Because our sons are in the malls playing the computer games and entertaining their feminine flesh. I mean, their hands don't have a callus on it. What went with the working man? What went with the calluses of the pick and shovel days? When I was 12 years old, I was driving a 2-ton truck, cutting logs in the woods and hauling them to the mills here in the South. I had calluses on every hand and every finger. Because we worked, we chopped, we sawed with cross-cut saws. That was before chainsaws, ladies and gentlemen. And what went with those days? What went with the men that rode the Pony Express and built the greatest communication delivery package system across the United States and the plains? The stagecoach carrying the mail. And the hardships and the dangers. It was exciting back then. The pioneers were carving out. And now that we've got it done, we just resting on our laurels. We're waiting on a rapture. Programmable, visible, and invisible implants are now using the biosensors to monitor temperature and blood pressure and display these readings. If you go into the hospital, everything is computerized. You don't know what they're doing. They could use them for electronic tagging. They want to know your history. They put it in a computer. You think that this is just staying within the confines of some hospital? I doubt that. All this is fed into through a scanning device, and the government retrieval system retrieves all this information and it closely monitors you. Now, we've got satellites called the Digital Angel technology. It incorporates a microchip that can be worn closely to the body, and this includes also biosensors that can measure the biological perimeters of the body and send this information with the RFID radio frequency identification tag to a ground station or a computer anywhere in the world, and it will also have an antenna that can receive signals from GPS satellites, thus pinpointing the location of the wearer. Well, why would they do that, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't it total control? Are they promising you liberty, this technology? Our scan technology is already being introduced in the financial organizations here and abroad that require non-intrusive, non-contact, and accurate electronic identification. Our scan technology identifies people by analyzing the unique pattern in the iris of the human eye. The iris is the colored ring of tissue that surrounds the pupil of the eye and is a complex combination of patterns that can be recorded and stored by the computer and later identified at any time. And so then, if you don't measure up to proper identification, can you imagine the technology that's being in place providing access control to facilities and point of scale control? It's already in place in most of the banks and the ATMs. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there is all kinds of type of imagery that translates a person's heat-emitting facial features into an infrared image. That's going on. Registering the virus heat peaks and valleys and surface. It looks like a colorful face-shaped topographic map, like a fingerprint. Each person's face creates a unique thermal pattern captured by a special infrared camera. The image can be digitized and stored in a computer. Later, the person is rephotographed, and the new thermal image is electronically compared with the, oh, we got smart cards. It's a piece of plastic with a computer chip on its face. Most people's carrying them. It's becoming entrenched in the United States and the world, for that matter, with uses from defense and healthcare to retaining, retailing and transportation. If you look at the trucking industry today, they have computers on board. They know how many times that truck has changed gears. They can see that driver going right down the road. His conversations are monitored. How long does he stay on the phone with his wife? How long does he conduct business at their expense driving down the road in their truck? How long did he stay at the truck stop? They know this. You can't escape the invasive machines that are now brought to you courtesy of Satan and his miracle workers. All this knowledge is coming from Satan because he's trying to get the people enslaved in an identification process that he can have total control over everyone and know what everyone's doing at any minute, and therefore they can forbid any public gathering. Did you know right now that if all these are implanted, that they can just like if you got a shock collar on a dog. I got a friend in Michigan, and he was telling me about his hunting dogs when they're on the attack. Well, any time that they want to keep on hunting, because dogs have a zeal, they won't break off the hunt. But anytime he wants them to stop, all he has to do is press a button, a remote control unit, and all of the dogs will start yapping and stop hunting and lay down and then come back to the truck. Subservient to the master of the shock collar. Are we headed for new computerized systems that are being implemented in a driver's license? Instead of the cumbersome Polaroids, the new system will use a special camera that will store the photographic image that is on the card or on a computer. Instead, weight, eye color, signature will be stored on a magnetic strip of the card as well as to a computer database. Copies will be shared with the Bureau and then investigation, giving agents quick access to photographs of suspects and victims. And then they will share the copies with other law enforcement agencies, and you can't run, you can't hide. You are a number. And you've got to have this number before you can buy and sell. You've got to be part of the Smart Card Alliance. In 204, the annual fall conference in San Francisco, a number of sessions indicated strong growth and continuing interest in applications for contactless payment devices for fare collection in mass transit systems across the country. During the conference, Ann Flamer, Deputy Director of Operations for the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, or MTC, the Transportation Planning, Coordinating, and Financing Agency for the 90 County San Francisco Bay Area. They were given an overview of her organization's TransLink program, which is now in the developing stage and almost finished, a single contactless payment system for the more than 20 transit agencies, including the Bay Area Rapid Transit, which is known as BART, San Francisco Municipal Railway, the Golden Gate Ferries with 1.5 million daily users combined, and this tracking system will all be done without anyone there hired by the cities to see who you are and what you're doing and how much you owe them. It is amazing. I had a friend of mine that run a red light. He didn't even know that they had a camera there. He breezed through about 5 or 6 miles over the speed limit, and there was a flash that went off behind him. He caught it in his eye, and 2 weeks later, a ticket arrived in the mail that he had been a fine of $65 had been imposed upon his infraction. No police went around. Ladies and gentlemen, today the increase of these, look at the State Department switching over to new passports that will be fitted with chips using RFID and the radio frequency identification technology. Reader devices at borders and custom checkpoints will be able to read the information stored on the chip, including the person's name, address, and digital photo. All the information right there at the machine. And they don't have to have a person employed. In other words, it's going to be, you see, these things, the average American who has a dozen pieces of plastic in their pocket probably doesn't even know what a smart card is. Said Nicholas Samaras, a technology analyst at DataQuest Incorporated in San Jose, California. Technology analyst at DataQuest is, unlike today's financial cards, the smart card doesn't need a magnetic strip on the back. Instead, it's equipped with a wiry silicone chip, often displayed at left center, but sometimes hidden in the plastic. Smart cards can also have embossed account numbers, holograms, graphics, and photos on the front of the back. Instead, like a bank card, the smart card is slipped into a computer, then the owner enters a 4 or 5 digit ID number and uses the card to make purchases, convey information, or both. The card can hold 3 pages worth of typewritten data, compared to 1 line of type for a magnetic strip. 3 pages! This means that several accounts can be loaded onto one smart card, said Dwayne R. Witherington, president of Smart Card Systems of America, telephone and telegraph company. For example, the same card that checks out library books and buys clothes on credit could give an emergency room clerk a patient's blood type, insurance, and all the data, and the doctor's name. Each account would have a separate ID number so the librarian could see your blood type, along with the other information that was requested from that certain segment of the smart card. And the Bible says, listen to this, 13:16 again, He has forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in his right hand or forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast, and his number is 666. And I just wish we had time to get into some of the details of 666. President Bill Clinton, he proposed, while he was a president, a health plan where there is a provision for a national health identification card. You reckon that's going to come with the one that they're working on today? You see, if they first don't succeed, they try again. And they keep on trying. Their intention is to bring the United States and the freedom-minded people. See, it's bred into us from our father's genes. We were independent and fierce warriors. And we would not stand idly by 100 years ago and let this go on. But today, by GMOing the food, putting something in the water, giving the vaccinations to our children, setting these sublingual suggestions of advertisement and everything in the computers and in the televisions and on the movie screens, every time that you play back the music in the CDs that these young children go in to buy, these screaming demons, everything that they say backmasked, if you will. And I knew this back in the 60s because we used to do this. We'd backmask the CDs, and we would find embedded in the music as the singers were singing, sublingually it would imprint into the child's mind or the person's mind to smoke marijuana, to break the law, to be resistors, to be be free. Any suggestion, Satan is God. Worship him. And the music would beat the children into a frenzy. And it's almost unreal. They riot in the concerts. And they strip off naked and they do orgies right in the concerts. It is almost to the point of no return for our nation, because just like Sodom and Gomorrah, when the sins had reached into the heavens, and you say, well, why don't Yahweh do something about it? We're already past the stage of Sodom and Gomorrah. He's reserved a day. At that time, it was his call. But this time, he's reserved a day for Satan to come in and to set up his kingdom in a cashless society. Now, we're talking about the cashless society. When the mark of the beast comes to full force, it's going to be hard for people to trade any other way but by using the cards or the identification of them. If you don't have it, you don't ride the train. If you don't have it, you don't buy gas. If you don't have it, you're not going to buy any clothes. It's going to be cashless. And ladies and gentlemen, this cashless society is not going to be incorporated only in the United States. The United Nations is now actively pursuing the nations to come together and to give us a system of one world order. We have Russian troops here. We have foreign troops of all nationalities here, hid in the bases, the military bases. Our boys are overseas. And you see, when we start fighting and doing these things that Rome did, Rome became a moral decayed society. It lost its will. Its people lost its direction. Their zeal began to wane because they began to wax fat. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the hungry lion or the hungry tiger that gets out and hunts. A full lion will just lay down. Seems like that we eat more and more and more of this fast food. I mean, America is bulging at the waistline. Our bellies are lapped over in rows of fat, both women and children and men. When you just look at a normal shot of people walking down the street, it's appalling what kind of condition and lazy soreness that is pervading in our country. Nobody wants to work. Everybody wants social welfare. It's the ideal of social, and this has only come about in the last 40 years when our children lost the urge to marry and to build a home. Now most children are staying with the parents. They have no interest of raising children, procreating. They've lost that desire. Homosexuality is on the rise. Perversion. Women favoring women and men favoring men. Something in the food. And the plan is to control the world by controlling the food. The United Nations Globalist Agency, which is located in Rome, Italy, and the World Agriculture and Food Organization, will soon tell farmers in the United States and around the world what to and when to plant. No one will be able to buy or sell food not approved by the global organization. You see what I'm talking about? We are in a time of trouble. All this is locked into the frequency of numbers. The 666 scenario of the Antichrist. Now, the word anti means he's not the real Messiah, but he will be received as the Messiah. And Satan is now putting these flesh and blood messiahs. We got one in Washington, D.C. He came in and ran a campaign. Didn't even have to campaign for money. It was handed to him hand over fist. Somebody gave him large sums of cash to wage his campaign. it looked like the Republicans were just going through the motion. They were fighting and bickering, infighting, they're still doing it. Is this planned and designed so that the Democratic Congress can have a majority to ramrod this legislation through, that every man, woman, child, horse, cow, sheep, goat, dog, or anything else that moves and breathes and has got a purpose for here will be microchipped and tagged, and the ranchers and farmers will maintain exhaustive records of the birth, death, and life of each and every animal into the chip. And soon, you will not be able to own your own livestock or any other farm animal without obtaining a government permit. Work for the system. Support the system. Isn't that what the New World Order wants? They want enslaved a society to support them. And they sit in the top of the pyramid while the slaves bring their wealth in obedience to the cards and the numbering system. And even the food that we eat now is altered. You may be eating a gene of a swine in a fresh tomato that you growed on a vine, or somebody else grew it and had it picked and sent to you. Most of the time, we're too sorry to put out a garden. Did you know that agricultural production in the United States has declined dramatically? Simply because that the farmers can make more money that the government buys them out and tells them to put their soil in soil bank. It pays them to not to grow any crops, to have any cattle. Because we import the beef from abroad, we buy. You see, this is all a communist takeover. Watch out. Let no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am Christ, and many false antichrists will arise. We've got one right now. We've got several in most nations. They're doing miracles and signs and wonders, and they're unifying society into a new world order. Brought to you courtesy by the reptilians. And behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, behind the curtains, is the master strategist that's bringing all of this about, is Satan himself, who must finally come to earth. And you say, well, Satan is just a spirit, buddy. Now, he might work in some human. Ladies and gentlemen, when angels of Genesis 6 were able to procreate, when they could take on solid bodies, they could eat and drink the book of Enoch. Read the book of Enoch, please, and find out what's going on in your society and in this world, and you will see that we're in the time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and the plan of attack, if you will, is being perpetrated upon the sons of Jacob exclusively, because they will be the resistors, and many of them will be killed. Many of them will be put in prison. You may yourself wake up. Your children need to wake up. You mothers and daddies need to bring back the Ten Commandments and abide by them. Love Yahweh. Don't love the socialist system. They're promising, enticing. Well, we're going to all have insurance, medical insurance, and the government's going to pay for it, or the company's going to pay for it, or the little businessman, we're going to tax him, we're going to tax the rich, we're going to give to the poor. That's what Lenin and Trotsky convinced the Russian people to do when they removed the czars, and Russia at that time was prospering. They had silver and gold in their treasury houses. Now America has got nothing. We don't have no silver, no gold. We don't have no infrastructure. It's being piecemeal torn down, and our nation's being destroyed right under our nose. And the apathy of the people is that they sit in the pews and listen to the fancy damn preachers promise them a rapture to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so sad. It is so sad that our nation has come to listen to the false prophets and the New Age leaders and the lawlessness that they promote and the deliberate deception by men of Yahweh's true word, the discrimination and hatred against those that profess the commandments. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are the preacher, the true minister. We're being bridled right now by laws that infringe upon your rights of freedom of speech and freedom to bear arms. We are in one of the most precarious positions that this nation has ever been in. When America falls, the New World Order will rule. If by chance that there is something that would bring about a miracle, that our nation would come to its senses, that Yahweh would wipe the sleep from the eyes of those who are now trying to wake up, it would be, ladies and gentlemen, it would be wonderful if we could do that. It would be wonderful if we knew of these things and that we could understand. The number 11, I talked about the master numbers. Well, the first 11 is formed by the day which the tragedy of September the 11th occurred. The second 11 is formed by adding the ninth month, September, and the date 1 plus 1, forming another 11. The third is formed by an airplane number that first crashed into the World Trade Tower Center. That plane was an American flight number 11. The fourth 11 that is formed in this Illuminati plan is formed by an airplane, or the fifth one, is 11, is formed by the North Twin Tower of the World Trade Center, which was 110 stories tall, which is 11 by 10. The sixth is formed by the South Twin Tower, and the World Trade Center was 110 stories tall there, which was another. Note, the grids of the gritters of these towers were 22 inches apart. 11 times 2 is 22. Construction began in 1966. Not only is this the year in which the Council and the Church of Satan was founded, and when you add the digits together, they equal 22. 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 6 equals 22. The first elevator sky shaft was set on the 44th floor. It's 11 times 4. It goes on and on. The 8th is formed, 11 is formed by one of the doomed flights, which was, like I say, the crew on that flight totaled 11 people. Why? Why is this? These Illuminati, or these reptilians, why are they so possessed with these master numbers that are in numerology? It's simply because it's an enslavement power. It's enslavement power. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble. Our nation is going down the drain. The people are sitting idly by and watching the world go by. They're eating and they're drinking and they're being merry, just like it was in the days of Noah when the flood came. And the Bible says that the flood destroyed the wicked and took them off the earth and left the righteous. So what the false prophets is telling you, you're going to be taken off the earth and the wicked's going to remain. Ladies and gentlemen, that ain't the way it is. Because the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Are you ready? Well, if you want to get ready, what you've got to do is to repent. And you've got to turn your face to Yahweh. And you've got to pray. And you've got to fast, and you've got to seek Him, and you've got to be baptized in His glorious name. This is the plan. This is the way that Yahweh has chosen for you to come to Him. Come to Him today. Let Yahweh Establish your faith and let that faith forever hold you a light at the river. Walk in, and the Bible says you shall find rest for your soul. Well, if you don't find any rest, ladies and gentlemen, do you reckon that the reason that you can't find rest is because that you haven't passed from death unto life? Could it be, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is wanting you to turn your face to the wall and to seek Yahweh? You got to love Him with all your heart, soul, your mind, and your strength. And you can call me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Write me at area code or at post office box 2284. The SIP is 37824. Now, I'm going to be live coming on next Tuesday night around the world on WWRB on 11, that's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 12. A starting time a little bit later, but we're going to come further down south. We're trying to get into the mountain zones where you can pick us up at a later starting time. So you late owls that would like to tune in to Pastor Buddy, I'll be live next Tuesday night at 11 to 12 on 3.185. Just got the news from the staff at WWRB. That'll put us on 5 nights a week, ladies and gentlemen, and we're being sponsored by those two nights by a good brother, anonymous brother, out of the state of Mississippi. We're glad to get this over an hour. We've been waiting for it. We were informed just moments ago that we will be able to come on in 11 to 12 slot on 3.185. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is coming soon. And you know what He's coming for? Coming after a people that's kept the faith and they denied His name. Let's get ready. Satan's a roaring, and the devil knows he's got but a short time. You got my message, and I love you very much tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night on WWRB at 8 o'clock around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Yahweh bless you. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call saying, Yahweh bless you. Keep your eyes open and your powder dry. Yahweh
bless you. Can bless my mind with all my thoughts. Could not be told.